Today is Tuesday, March 14th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. And you listen. Oh, I had to burp. And today is no different. I'm not starting over. That's what you're getting. I had to burp. So unprofessional. Right in the middle of the intro. It is National Potato Chip Day. Maybe I'll celebrate that with a dill pickle chip later. Did any of you eat dill pickle chips? They are so good. Oh my God, they are so good. I love them. It's also Pi Day, 314. Pi is 3.14. That's all I know. I don't know any of the rest of it. It's a mathematical thing. For those of you who don't know, look it up. It's Pi though, not P-I-E. And it's National Children's Craft Day. So if you have a child, teach them how to craft and let them lead the way. So I'm recording a little bit early because I had something on my mind and I don't want to bring the show down. I really don't want to use this as my therapy session, but I'm going to a little bit anyway, because I mean, you know, it is what it is, folks. It's a personal journal podcast. If I had a notebook, this podcast is as if I was writing in a journal every day, 5 days a week, and then publishing it for the masses to read. It's basically just a diary of my life. And so, yeah, this is going to be more of a diary entry day, probably. So I was having a discussion with someone at work, and they met my boss. And they mentioned that previously, a couple of years ago, that they had been given some feedback on me because I said to them, you know, I'm still trying to decide if I want to be, you know, if I want to continue being a product manager or if I want to take a couple of steps back and go back to programming, because I've had this discussion before. I've talked to you guys about it before on the podcast. So I won't rehash it. Oh, my air conditioning came on. Great. Anyway, so then she made the comment to me. Now, you could argue whether she should have brought this up to me or not. She said, well, you know, when I first started and I was kind of getting feedback on all of you and everything, she said, you and this other person, the feedback is the reason that you guys were, and this was always a fear of mine, folks. It was always a fear of mine. And it just contributes to my low self-esteem, right? She said, the reason that you were made product manager is because you just weren't technically proficient enough to remain in the engineering role. And now I'm doing really good at product management and I may get a promotion soon and like all these things, but I keep debating, you know, do I need to go back to technical? And you guys, I program as a hobby. Like I mean, Daniel, don't comment on this because you'll just make me feel worse. But Daniel has referred to me as like a code monkey before or like other things like that. I have such a deep understanding of technology and I am able to program. But I didn't get a computer science degree and it's all been at home and it's, you know, hobby stuff. I got a minor, so I did take some class, but all of my teachers always said I was very good. I was always like top of my class, straight A's in my programming classes. Even when I've taken classes since, you know, going out into the, you know, the career world, anytime I've taken like Java classes or Python, or the teachers are always very complimentary of me and I'm helping out other students who can't figure it out and all that kind of stuff. And I was put into, I went from test automation to programming at a level that was too high for, the expectations were too high because I was already at a pay grade so high that I was at a tech lead level. And so they were judging me against these other tech leads, you know? But it makes me feel, the reason I'm bringing this up is because it really hurt my feelings. As ever, all criticism hurts my feelings. But it just made me think, What I struggle with in my life is never feeling like I'm good enough at anything. And I could list off, and I don't want to make this a pity party. I'm sorry. If this is a pity party, please forward it and move on to the next podcast. But I'm hoping other people in the world have felt like this as well and can commiserate with me, or someone can write me a letter send me a letter and help me figure out how to, you know, get past this, because I'm 44 years old. Trumpet. I'm a talented trumpet player, but my goal in life was to be a professional trumpet player. That didn't happen. I've always felt like I wasn't good enough. My second goal, to be a developer, to be a programmer. That didn't happen. Now I'm getting feedback that I wasn't technically proficient enough, even though I thought that I was a very technically proficient person, yada, yada, yada. Those are two main things in my life. My parents, I've never been able to please them because I'm just not good enough. You know, there are so many things. My looks, I've always... I'm attractive enough, I suppose, but I've never felt like I was attractive enough. And maybe everyone struggles with this, but I'm just telling you guys, it is such a psychological struggle to be me sometimes, because I literally feel like I'm not good enough in any area in my life. And then I get these little things that confirm it in my head, like, oh, see there, you weren't technically proficient enough. It just, this is ironic because this is as she's putting me in for a promotion for my current thing. But I don't even know if I want to do this. And what if the one thing I'm doing well at is the one thing I don't want to, it's like, I'm not good at anything else. Podcasting. Not that I've ever attempted to make it a career. I get plenty of listens on my podcast, but I've always had this thought, if only I was a better podcaster, I would have more listeners. I don't feel good enough at that either. Okay, so I'll end my pity party there, but if anyone has any advice or you want to commiserate with me and say, oh my God, Adam, I feel the same way about myself, please, please do, because I feel like a mutant. I really do. It is a struggle. It's a struggle. So what is going on other than me having a big old pity party about myself? Last night we went to the grocery store, as we usually do, and bought some stuff for the throwing down recipe that I have to make. Bought some lunch items. Bought some other stuff just to make dinners throughout the week. And then I didn't want to cook. As I've said before, on grocery night, I normally pick up food because by the time we get home, I don't feel like cooking at that point. So anyway, we stopped at a local Mexican restaurant and ordered takeout. It was delicious. It was very good. And then we're watching The Traitor Australia now. Lamont Cranston, who is a listener, I think he listens to Geeky Gay, but I know he listens to Mix Minus. He is, he recommended that, because we'd already watched The Traitor US, and so he recommended we go on to watch Australia and UK as well. And so we've been watching that, and so we were pretty much doing that. And it's pretty good, I would say. So there are no celebrities. I would say the Traitors, I don't feel, are doing as well in the Australian version as the Traitors did in the US version. I feel like they're making stupid mistakes. But anyway, we're watching that. It was good. Or it's good. We're still enjoying it. And then, just a normal evening. We went to bed at a decent hour. I'm now that Mark is back, I'm able to, go back to going to bed at a decent hour. So I did that. And that was pretty much the evening. And then today, I've been working. But so as I think I told you guys, I don't remember if it was here or Mix Minus, but my elliptical machine broke. And, I'd been doing so well working out every day, and last week it broke on Wednesday, and it was raining Thursday and Friday, and I didn't know how to use Mark's bike. And I was going to walk outside, but it was raining, so I couldn't walk outside. So I just didn't get any exercise for a few days. So yesterday, Mark showed me how to, he showed me how to create an account with Peloton. He showed me the beginner instructional things that tell you how to clip in, because you have to clip into the pedals. You have to like attach yourself to the bike. It's weird. I guess if you're like a professional bikist or biker, you also clip in. Maybe that's a thing. So you don't fall. I mean, who falls out of a bike? Like, I don't really know. But anyway, you're like clipped to the pedals. It's so weird. How to adjust the seat, how to do all that kind of stuff. And so this morning I got up and clipped in. I did the classes. He didn't show me that. He just showed me where to find them. So this morning I did the walkthroughs of how to adjust the seat, pedals, all that kind of stuff, how to clip in. Luckily, Mark and I wear the same size shoe. We used to wear the same size everything. When he and I met, we could share clothes. We didn't, because he doesn't like my sense of style, and I don't think I could pull off his sense of style. But we could. We wore the same size jeans and everything. But because I was working out consistently, that was at that time when I was probably at my skinniest, when I was going to like early Pride 48 conventions and stuff. Now I couldn't put his jeans on one of my legs. But anyway, our shoes are still the same size, our feet. So I did Peloton for just 10 minutes because it took me about 10 minutes to go through the training. And I had to start work on time and I didn't get up super early. So that's all I had time for. And Mark is at work in the office today, so I've just been here alone. I walked Sydney this afternoon, the dog, Sydney the dog, and that has been my day so far. I'm recording this now. I do actually have to finish up a work-related thing, but I wanted to go ahead and record this now. So after I'm done, I'm going to go back to work. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.